Is your business worth saving? Welcome to Business Rescue Roadmap, providing new approaches to your business, how to avoid pitfalls, and proven methods to take your business to the top. Save your business, rescue your life with your host and business coach, Stacy Tuschel.
Hey there and welcome. You are listening to the Business Rescue Roadmap, episode number 137. I'm your host, Stacy Tuschel. And on today's show, we have a guest expert here. His name is Dr. Frank Gibson. He founded the largest integrative medicine clinic of its kind. Then he sold it to turn his focus to launching an alcohol abuse recovery program. He's appeared all over on over 50 different TV and radio programs, been featured in dozens of magazines, and has presented over 100 seminars throughout the U.S. and Europe. His expertise is definitely here, and I want him to really kind of pull some things out. So I've got some great questions to ask. Dr. Frank Gibson, welcome to the show, and I'm so excited to interview you today.
I'm glad to be here, Stacy, and I think what you're doing for people is a real service. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and you as well. And I love bringing entrepreneurs on the show that they're just so diverse. I mean, they're entrepreneurs in every industry you can think of, and you as well. So I'm excited to kind of dive in a little bit deeper. Why don't you take us back and share with us how you came to doing what you're doing today and just kind of dive in a little bit deeper?
Well, I've done a lot of varied things. I've had actually four different careers, but the moment that I really start thinking about doing this business was because there's 15 million Americans every year that aren't seeking treatment for alcohol use disorder, and I had come up with an answer. So I don't really think I had a choice. I had to consider that I was moving from an easy life with my clinics and a successful business into creating an entirely new industry that would challenge what we have today is outdated addiction treatment protocols. It was tough because I had to seriously consider all the aspects of starting a revolution in our industry. And then I think finally, was my passion real enough? And did it come with exceptional discipline and commitment? It was take to make it more than just a...
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that you say, you know, you didn't even have a choice. You had so many people coming up to you needing this program and so many people that you could be impacting. And I love that we get to have this business, but impact so many people.
It's true. And it's unusual. I mean, it's the thing I've ever done, Stacy.
Yeah, absolutely. So now tell me, what would be your most important strengths? What do you feel like you really bring to the table in your business that makes it so successful?
My strengths are just living my passions full. I mean, everything I do is about fully getting involved and staying committed, staying focused. Nothing else matters. And quite honestly, everything I love, I'm good at because of passion. I've always believed I could have any life I choose, and my businesses have been reflections of passion.
Yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, people, they'll look at you and go, well, how are you so successful at this? It's because we're not working on the things that we're not great at, right? We found the things that we truly love to wake up to every single morning and just get to work. And because of that, you're great at what you're doing. So I love that. I appreciate that.
Well, you nailed it. And I think that even in your story, I'm sure there's people look at your great success now and say, oh, well, they think maybe you had some bullet that, you know, it wasn't and you weren't struggling to balance things, but you did it. And actually, we do have a magic bullet because we have a passion that it won't let go of us and we can't let go of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I want to talk a little bit about finances because growing any business, you know, you're going up mountains and down mountains. And sometimes we run into some financial hardships and definitely some lessons learned. So I would love to know, was there a financial mistake that, you know, you still think about today that you've done in your business, but now it's a great learning lesson for you and for our audience as well?
Absolutely. And it was a case where I think I gave up some power. I paid large sums of money to a marketing company that didn't understand the company, our company, or communicate the passion and commitment that we had to our clients that was our company. And it was deep. It was in the staff. We have people on board and on the medical board that and in the company that went through our program. So this company really missed it. And it was a good lesson. It was a transaction-oriented approach to our business, and we're a help-oriented business. So we we suffered from that. We didn't get our message across. And, you know, I had an old friend that was the agency that did one of my other businesses. And I ran into him years later, and we had a lunch, and I was all excited. And I'm telling him about what I was doing. And he sent him to the website, and he called me the next day, and he said, "Frank, I didn't see you there." And that's when it hit me, and I went back and I read it, and it wasn't there. So that's probably the biggest thing. Of course, we never estimate everything in terms of what it's going to take and in terms of the different currencies we need to make our businesses work.
Oh, absolutely. And whenever you think you have the right amount of savings or things that it's going to take, it always exceeds it. So it's so hard to properly prepare. You never know.
Well, and that's something that I see a lot when I get a chance to meet with the kind of people that you do, is that, you know, just because it's a passion doesn't mean it's a good business or that it's going to be successful.
Oh my goodness. Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes with my coaching clients, it's hard to kind of break that news to them, you know, just because you love doing what you're doing, you know, there might be a reason you're not making money or people aren't hiring you. And yeah, sometimes we have to look, is there really a need for this? I mean, there has to be a need in the marketplace for your business to be successful.
One, and sometimes fear is a good thing. And I think what keeps people from leaving their jobs that they don't love is the fear. You need to really look into that, and they need to look at the effect it has on their family. You need to look at the effect that has on their life, and are they willing to give up? And if they, you know, trash other parts of their life, is it worth it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great way to look at it. Well, before we move on, I just want to take a quick moment to thank one of our sponsors. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible is my go-to audiobook tool of choice, and I listen to my Audible app every day. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/businessrescueroadmap. Again, that's audibletrial.com/businessrescueroadmap for your free audiobook today. All right, we are back with Dr. Frank Gibson, and I want to ask you a little bit about work-life balance. So I always ask my guest experts that come on, you know, how do you define work-life balance? Does it really exist? Does that mean anything to you? And then do you have it? Do you strive for it?
Oh, it means a lot to me. Well, Einstein's on the subject, it's like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you have to keep moving. Mm-hmm. And that's powerful. And I think that work-life balance is definitely a moving target. And I believe it exists only when your entire life is a success story. That means all your loves, all your passions, everything that has meaning to you is really one entity.
Yeah, absolutely. And now, sometimes I always say there's seasons, there's stages. You know, right now it might look amazing to you, but then it didn't look that way a few months ago. Or maybe it's coming up where, okay, things aren't going to get as balanced. How do you get yourself back to really finding that work-life balance that you're craving?
Well, I think what you're saying is important to understand is that we do have seasons. We have seasons in our lives. We have seasons in our business growth. We have, you know, seasons in our family. So we have to really stay aware of that. And I think people's tendency, their passion, is they start to move their passion one area. It's, you know, today we see people trying to do a lot of different things, but when we look at success stories, they really have to do it all. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's things I do, and I'm in a season in my life where, you know, my first company was just we knocked park, and then I had an opportunity to do my clinic business, and now I'm doing this business, and I'm in a season of my life where I wanted a certain goals, things that served my life. So, you know, I work hard to keep that balance. I have certain disciplines I do. I have certain things I remind myself of.
Yeah. And you know, it's so funny you say you work hard for it. And it's funny because people look and go, oh, they've got it so easy. You know, they're able to do all of this stuff, but it takes a lot of work to make it look that easy. And I'm so glad you brought that up.
Doesn't it aggravate you sometimes when people say, well, this is so easy? Like, you know, it's, or like we said earlier, like, oh, you're so lucky because you started this business and you had nothing. You came up with the idea and you built this, and it has nothing to do with that. And you know that.
Oh my goodness, absolutely. We know it because we live it. We're in it, right?
Exactly.
So now, can you discuss a daily habit that you do that you incorporate that really helps you structure your day for success?
Well, this goes back to what you said about seasons, Stacy. And, you know, I really feel completely, I'm thrilled with what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, I have to say, honestly, when I did my first business, it's just like, make money as fast as good. And, but it helped foundation. And I'm in my life now where there's hard days. There were hard days when we were growing. And just like you, when you see one of your clients become successful, when I saw one of our clients with the last call, when I saw them restore their lives, when a mom calls me up and says, thanks for getting my son back. Mm. That's, you know, every day this is my discipline. This is what I feel. I keep my focus. Every day I tell myself my life is not my own.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Absolutely. And it's so incredible what you're doing. And, you know, right. Sometimes we think of adults coming in and doing this, but you're right. I mean, I can only imagine what it's like when you're helping somebody's child that they're, you know, I mean, it starts so young and it's so incredible that you're able to impact not just one person, but the entire family.
Yeah. For every people that gets help, you really do impact mm-hmm. 20 people around them. And it's amazing what this does to families. I mean, I have to say I was a fairly naive person. I had no idea the amount of pain that's involved with this. And this is the number one health problem in the world.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. Well, I want to ask you about your team a little bit and delegating, outsourcing, all of that. Is there something that you held on to for way too long that you know you should have delegated? It really wasn't in your wheelhouse. Or maybe there's something still on it that you're still doing right now that you know you've got to get rid of that.
Yeah, it's really, really a hard thing for people to look at. In my personal life, I really believe in cultivating my self-sufficiency. I rarely delegate or outsource anything. I mean, okay. I'm serious. I'll fix a car. I'll fix my boat. I like doing it. I think that's good for people to do things for themselves. If I do, in my personal life, if I do, it's keeping track of money and investing. Mm-hmm. My wife's good at that. There's people that are good at it. But I do. I homeschooled my child. I built my home with my own two hands. And, you know, it's good for my family. Mm-hmm. And professionally, there are things that I think we have to be really smart about if we love doing them. And professionally, I outsource marketing because I finally found this particular company I have has captured how I feel about my work. I can't even put it. I wouldn't know how to approach it and put it out there the way they put it out there. Every other piece of our company is vertically integrated, controlling every aspect from harvest to manufacturing to shipping and on through client services. But this is something that I can monitor, watch, I can improve, and we need to find the things that other people can do better to have a successful business.
Yeah, 100%. There's so many people out there that are afraid to let go of control because, you know, somebody else can take your business and present it differently to the world. But like you just said, you've got that final approval. And sometimes we can't do our business justice in certain categories. And this for you is one of them. And if you can see that and hire somebody who's more of an expert than you are, then it's going to take your business 10 times what you would be able to take it.
Absolutely. And I think my rule is I hire an expert, I'm doing what they say. You know, I have some that say, you know, how many people don't hire? It's for people who are in the consulting business, sometimes must be frustrating. But, you know, if I'm going out to hire them, then that I'm telling myself, you don't know, let's find somebody. And as you mentioned, we've got to build control into everything. So I think we're totally giving up control. You don't just, you know, hand the keys to someone to open the cash register and not have controls. Well, whether it's a marketing company or a supplier or mm-hmm. distributor of any type, you know, they're representing us. We have to have the right controls. We have to know exactly what we can't do. And we're business people. We can build a way that we can hand it.
Yeah, that's such a good point. And I think that's something too, when you realize, okay, this is just not my area of expertise here. And it's so funny when you bring up how frustrating it can be as a consultant, because I think because I am somebody that coaches other entrepreneurs, it makes me a better student. Like, I know that sometimes when I want to, you know, share something with a client, but they won't take my advice. They want to do it their own way. It reminds me, okay, but that's me sometimes. And I need to make sure that I am really teachable, that when I hire the expert, right, I hire them for a reason, that I'm actually doing what they say. And it's not that I can't voice my opinion and you know, say, well, what about this or what about that? But when it comes down to it, you know, if we're kind of arguing head to head, I'm really going to take a step back here and say, okay, what do I have to lose if I listen to them completely and invest, you know, my time and energy into what they're saying? Because I'm telling you, when I've done that in the past, my business has just, you know, gone from, you know, A to Z. I mean, we just were skyrocketing every time we hire this amazing expert on board.
Well, and that's because you're smart and you're self-assured. And when you're dealing with your clients and you're coaching people, I mean, they're in new territory and you've been there.
Yeah,
and I think
absolutely.
That it's easier for you to go back and to let go of certain things and to analyze yourself in those situations.
Yeah, that's a good point. And you're right. When I'm working with a client now, I have to understand that they're not in the situation I'm in where they've had a great experience with hiring those experts. So I do need to make sure that I'm kind of remembering where I was before I would take that leap of faith. So yeah, that's a really, really great point. Great. Well, just a couple more questions before we go. So I want to ask you, what do you enjoy most about being an entrepreneur?
Wow. Always doing what I love mm-hmm. and continuously proving to myself and to others that I can have any life I choose.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's the most challenging part for you?
I know that one easily. I really have a hard time being patient with people who limit themselves.
What? Yeah. Oh my goodness. Absolutely. Yeah. There's definitely these pros and cons, and you find out very quickly what you love to do and what is a little bit more challenging. But yes, I'm very impatient. So I hear you on that. Do you have a go-to resource, whether it's offline or online, something that you use in your business that really helps your business succeed?
Yeah. I had to think about that. You know, it's funny. I'd say online, it's Gmail. It's an email to my son, my wife, or a friend, because I'm real good at bouncing people and, you know, not to prove my point myself, but because I just think it's good for us to maybe they're not the world's greatest expert on anything, but sometimes just making a connection with someone about what you're going on is a different kind of energy.
Yeah, absolutely. And what is one solid piece of advice that you would give to somebody really looking to take their business to that next level, you know, just to really kind of break through and have their best year ever?
Identify what you want and determine what you need to get there. Mm. Then always know the difference between want and need, no matter how successful.
Oh, I love that. That's such a good point, because sometimes our wants feel like needs. And if you can just take a step back and reevaluate what the difference is, I think that would be, that's a, such a really, really great point. I hope everybody listening can kind of take a step back today and figure out what do they want in their business for 2017? What do they need in their business? And then go accordingly. Great. Thank you so much. That was so great. Where can we find more about you? My listeners that are going, wow, this is a great, incredible program that he has, or they want to just dive in a little bit deeper. Where's a great place to connect?
The best resource to start with is the lastcallprogram.com website. They can get to the podcast, YouTube channel. They can learn about the product. And, you know, this is an amazing resource for people who know someone, and all know someone who needs with an alcohol use disorder. And while they're there, they can download my free guide that helps them understand what we do and about the changes, the advances that have been made in science regarding alcohol use disorders. lastcallprogram.com.
Perfect. And we'll put those in the show notes too. And that's a really great point, because I am sure that everybody listening does know somebody that's being affected by this. So really great resource, really great tips here. I'm very excited for you to be here and to be sharing this with everybody. Thank you so much for being here today. It was a pleasure to interview you.
Thanks, Stacy.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Business Rescue Roadmap. Be sure to visit stacytuschel.com for more free content, videos, and online courses like the Get Focused Academy that helps you let go of distractions and take the action necessary to achieve your dreams. We look forward to helping you save your business and rescue your life here on the Business Rescue Roadmap.